This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. Welcome you to our tafsir, daily tafsir, tafsir bites, tafsir bits. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ahlan wa sahlan, ya marhaba. Ahlan, alaikum assalam. Ahlan. Samia and Yazee and Aisha Davis and Shireen and Samra Abdulrahman, wa alaikum assalam. That's Instagram. I got Facebook down here. People on Facebook, wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam. How is everyone doing? Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba. Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Nadia Nadim. How are you? Ahlan wa sahlan. This is our session number 10 on the Tafsir Bites, Tafsir Bits, keeping them pretty much short and sweet. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we will finish Surah Al-Nisa and we'll move to Surah Al-Ma'idah, right? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Simra Barakallahu Feek, Ahlan Layla, Jay Vocalist, my man, mashallah, the Munshir is here today. Jay Vocalist, how are you, Akhi? I have not heard you in a long time. Would you like to maybe have a little piece for us today? Maybe a small song for us today, inshallah? Would you be interested, my brother, Jay Vocalist? I missed you. Would you like maybe to have a small little piece for us today so that we can hear your beautiful voice? It's almost Maghrib time, I guess, there, huh? Let me ask if he wants to join. We have a munshid, mashallah, with us. I don't know, maybe not. So, anyways, if he's there, if he's interested. My brothers and sisters, I'd like to welcome you all to our daily Tafsir Bites or Bits. Today is session number 10, and I need to finish Surat An-Nisa. Remember yesterday when we talked about Surat An-Nisa, let me quickly recapitulate, inshallah, with regard to Surat An-Nisa. Surat An-Nisa is it's number 4 in the Mus'haf. Number 4, 176 ayah, and it's in juz number 4, 5, and 6. You know, this is with regard to Surah An-Nisa, and it is a Madani surah, just like Al-Imran and Al-Baqarah. It's a Madani surah. Most of it, you know, if not actually, according to the scholars, the majority, they said it is all the whole surah was revealed in Medina, not in one, you know. Maybe shot, but in different batches, like most of the ayat. And it's called Surah Nisa because mostly about Nisa, about women, about the ahkam of women, the ahkam of inheritance pertinent to women and pertinent to the families. But this is why it's called Surah Nisa. And it's number 92 in terms of revelation. You know, we said we have 114 surah. Surah Nisa is 92. Al-Baqarah is 86. Al-Imran is 87. Surat An-Nisa is 92. Right? We said that Surat An-Nisa has the Asbab al-Nuzul, the reasons why it was revealed, over, you know, 41 reasons. 41 reasons or so. Mostly about, you know, the ahkam, matters of inheritance, tarbiyah to the believers, to the Muslims. Also talks about the Jews and talks about the An-Nasara as well, you know, the people of the book. And we said that Surah An-Nisa has three different sections, and each section talks about, you know, different topics, sort of. But the Maqati' as-Surah, the most, you know, the topic of it, the topic, the subject of Surah An-Nisa talks about three main things. Number one, Al-Amana, the trust, right? Al-Amana. Number two, Al-Adl, justice. And number three, to solidify the iman, you know, the iman, the faith of the believers. So these are the topics of Surah An-Nisa. With regard to section number one, we mentioned yesterday that it is from verse 1 to verse 58. Verse 1 to verse 58 mostly talks about the amana again, the trust, talks about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talks about giving the rights and fulfilling the rights of the orphans, and not to consume their wealth wrongfully. also talks about the adl. What kind of adl? Justice in terms of marriage. For those who, you know, that when Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about marrying more than one wife, Allah Azza wa Jalla explains in this ayah, if you want to marry, you know, then you have to be just to all of them. And if you cannot be just, then marry one. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the first section of Surah Al-Nisa. Also, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about, you know, the prohibition of praying while intoxicated. So, as I mentioned yesterday, the levels of prohibition of alcohol in Islam came in batches, in series. In fact, in three different, you know, stages. The first stage, you know, when Allah Azza wa Jalla explains that it has good and harm, and more, and the harm outweigh the good. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks in the second stage. He tells them not to to abstain from alcohol while they're you know, they're praying. Meaning, in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would drink only after the Isha, because if they were to drink after the Fajr, they have to get ready for Dhuhr. And if they were to pray for Dhuhr, it's Asr. And then after Asr is Maghrib, and after Maghrib is Isha. So they had only that time between, subhanAllah, Isha and Fajr to drink. And they used to be, a lot of them used to be like alcoholics. They used to drink a lot of alcohol. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, He made that prohibition in stages from His ilm and from His hikmah, from His wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second type or second part or section of Surah Al-Nisa talks about also ahkam, rulings, and it had something that we left off yesterday. When Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about men and women, and when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, it may be that you dislike, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking to men here, husbands, it may be that you dislike, asa an takrahuhunna, if you dislike your wives, your spouses, it may be that you dislike something and there is so much khair in it. And there is so much khair in it. So here, this is what I left off yesterday, right? And I did not explain. The question was before I left, why Allah Azza wa Jal said only to men, if you dislike your wives, and He did not say to women, if you dislike your husbands. And it may be that there is that you dislike something, and there is so much khair in it. There's so much good in it. My brothers and sisters, I explain to you in a beautiful way, inshallah ta'ala. Have you ever seen maybe two elderly people, you know, a man and a woman, you know, husband and wife, elderly people in their 70s, 80s, they're looking at each other, right? And the man looks at his wife as if she is the most beautiful woman on earth. She's all 8 years old. She's all like crippled and everything, right? But he's looking at her. She maybe have one tooth left. She maybe has one tooth left. And he's looking at her like she is the queen of the Miss Universe, right? Yes. He's not looking at her with the eye of reality. He's looking at her with the eye of mercy, of rahmah, right? Of rahmah. So, you see, what a woman, she would not dislike her husband. Maybe she would only dislike his actions. But the way he is, she would never maybe argue or complain about. No, maybe in a joke or a way she would say, maybe you need to lose weight, honey, here and there. But she would never. Men, may Allah forgive us, and may Allah guide a lot of men, may Allah guide us all. After, you know, when she was young, mashallah and everything, and then she's 40, 50, then he starts saying, Sheikh, my wife has changed. And I say, what has changed? He says, oh, she has changed. Well, I know what she's trying to say, and I'm trying to act stupid. She has changed. Like, what do you mean she has changed? Yeah, she has changed. She's growing old. You know, she's not the same. She doesn't look the same. What made you, what attracted you before you married her? What attracted you in this woman? A lot of things attracted me in her. Her beauty, her hijab, her haya, her chastity, her feel of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then what happened now? Has anything changed? You know, you like all these things, you know, has anything changed? And I ask the question, have you watered the love? Have you watered the love? When you have a flower and you don't take care of the flower, what's going to happen to the flower sisters, all of you out there? When you have a flower, right? And if you don't water the flower, what would happen to the flower? Yassine, what would happen to the flower? Sajida, what happens? Aman, what happens? Khadija, what happens to the flower if you don't water it? It'll die. It's no brainer. It'll die. Exactly. Right? So I say, did you water the flower? Did you water the love? Yeah, I mean, 20 years old, you know, 20, 25. But now that she's 50, 60, whatever, 30, you know, khalas, yani she does not look the same to you no more. So what kind of eye are you looking at her with? Are you looking at her with the eye of reality or the eye of rahmah, of mercy? The eye of the bee or the eye of the fly? There are two types of eyes. Eye of the bee, eye of the fly. The bee looks for beautiful flowers. Look for, you know, when there's honey and, you know, things that are beautiful. Fly, you find them on, you know, in trash and garbage and things that are dirty. This is what you look at. This is where you tend to find flies. Whereas a bee only look for things that are beautiful. Are you looking at your spouse with the eye of the fly or the eye of the bee? Right? So you, we men, subhanAllah, may Allah forgive us all, but, you know, may Allah guide certain people, certain men. You know, when the wife reaches a certain age and she's busy with life and kids and things, then the guy starts looking around and what happens? You know, she has changed. No, she hasn't changed. It's you. It's life. Things. Have you watered that love? Have you watered? Right? Not the eye of the tiger. The eye of the tiger, you'll kill her. I don't want you to look at your wife with the eye of the tiger. You know, otherwise, no, not that eye. But so the thing is, it's an analogy. I'm trying to make you think. You know, because Allah is actually saying, if you may dislike them, but it may be that if you were to dislike something, Allah would put so much khair in it. Your wife, maybe if she grows in age and whatnot, like you grow, but she will never, I mean, you could have maybe a huge belly. You could be, were you sleeping with her, right? You know, and maybe things are coming from your mouth, things are coming from behind you, things. She will never complain about how maybe sometimes ugly you're looking. She likes in you is your manhood. What she's proud of is your manhood. She likes your manhood. But men, they look at women differently. Subhanallah. So that's why Allah is saying, you know, if you dislike them, if you dislike her, it may be that you know, if you were to dislike something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make so much khair in it. Beautiful ayah in the Quran for us to ponder on, for husbands to ponder on, for wives also to ponder on. You're sleeping with her, you're snoring, you're things coming when you eat with Allah, you eat and you're making noises eating, and then after you eat it, you just, man, what's that? After you eat, you just things coming out from you. She doesn't complain, she doesn't say, what kind of man did I marry? What kind of monster is this guy? She doesn't say things like that, but you. After she reaches a certain age and whatnot, what do you start doing? This is why Allah Azza wa Jalla in this beautiful ayah says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٍ وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Maybe that you dislike something and Allah will put so much khair in it. All right. So my brothers and sisters, this is in, you know, Surah An-Nisa. Also, number in the third section of Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with the matla' nida'i. Matla' nida'i is the one that I mentioned, you know, in the 10 different types of introductions in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla uses this type of introduction here, the nida'. Nida' is a call to the believers, a call to the believers to solidify and intensify their iman, their faith, my brothers and sisters. And this again, the section number 3. And Allah Azza wa Jal, in the same section talks about, talks, you know, like a dialogue with the Jews, with the people of the book, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the very end, the khatima, the khatima of Surah An-Nisa, the conclusion of Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that nida, ya ayyuhan nas, all you people, all you people. So this is calling the entire mankind to iman and to hold strong into the Quran, into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas, all you people. So this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla ends Surah An-Nisa with. My brothers and sisters, with now next surah, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah is number 5. And how many ayats in Surah Al-Ma'idah? How many verses? 126 verse. 120 verse. Surah Al-Ma'idah, the one that comes right after Surah An-Nisa, 120 verse. How many juz? 6 and 7. So it has two juz, 6th and 7th. Its number is number 5. Is it Madani or Makki surah? It is a Madani surah. It's a Madani surah, according to the consensus of the scholars, although there were some ayat in it that were revealed very early on, before the Battle of Badr. So there were some ayat that were revealed in Mecca, maybe, but the majority of Surah Al-Ma'idah was revealed in Medina. So it's a Madani surah. It's called Al-Ma'idah. Al-Ma'idah, يعني the table. When Isa alayhi salam was asked about Al-Ma'idah, was asked to bring a table from the heavens. So Al-Ma'idah. It's also another name of Surah Al-Ma'idah is Al-Uqud. What's Al-Uqud? Contracts of covenants. It also talks about covenants. The same surah talks about covenants. It has another name called Al-Ahbar. Al-Ahbar are rabbis or Jewish scholars. Jewish scholars, rabbis. So it has three names, you know, Al-Ma'idah, Al-Uqud, and Al-Ahbar. Al-Ma'idah, Al-Uqud, Uqud meaning covenants. And then, you know, when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, awfu bil-uqud. O you who believe, fulfill your covenants. Any virtues of Surah Al-Ma'idah? Nothing authentic other than it is from the Sab'at Tiwan, just like Surah An-Nisa, you know, before it. It's from Sab'at Tiwan, from the seven long ones, those that are above 100 verses, right? The Baqarah, Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, and then you have Surah Al-Ma'idah, Al-Ahraf. Those are all, and Tawbah, those are all, you know, the Sab'at Tiwan, seven surahs that were, you know, long surahs, over 100 ayat. You know, Surah Al-Ma'idah is from those surahs. It's number 5, as I mentioned. And in terms of its revelation, remember I said we have 114 surahs in the Quran. Surah Al-Ma'idah is actually number 90. Its term, number of revelation, its number in terms of the sequence, number 90, right after Al-Ahzab. Surah Al-Ahzab was revealed right after Surah Al-Ahzab, which we'll talk about insha'Allah ta'ala, right? And the asbab al-nuzul, the reasons for the surah to be revealed, although like I mentioned, it was revealed in different batches or different stages, just like, you know, most of the surahs. They said it has 22 reasons why it was revealed in two sections. Reasons pertinent to the Jews, and some pertinent to tarbiyah and ahkam. Tarbiyah and ahkam, like rulings. The matla' surah, the introduction of the surah starts with, Ya ayyuhan nas. So what does that mean? What kind of introduction is this, sisters and brothers? Those of you who've been taking notes with me. Ya ayyuhan nas, O you people. So what kind of introduction is this? An-nida, mashallah alik shazia. Very good. An-nida, it's a call, right? It's a call, exactly, a call. A call, ya ayyuhan nas. So this is the surah, and An-Nisa starts with an-nida, starts with a call, ya ayyuhan nas, right? And you may say that the main subject of Surah An-Nisa is about keeping the covenants, withholding the covenants, right? This is the main subject of Surah An-Nisa, to withhold the contracts and to respect the covenants, al-uqud. Right. But we can say in detail that the surah is, you know, split into three sections, just like, subhanAllah, An-Nisa Al-Imran and Al-Baqarah. All the seven long ones, you know, three sections. So the first section, you know, what is the three main topics. One that talks about al-wafa bi al-uqud, meaning, you know, withholding and keeping, being loyal to keeping covenants. Number two, al-ihtikam li shar', you know, if there's any disagreements, to use the ruling of sharia, in terms of there's any discrepancies or any disagreements, to go back to our sharia, you know, to rule between, you know, people and whatnot. And the third subject talks about tabligh al-Islam. Tabligh, you know, conveying the message of al-Islam. These are the main three, you know, subjects of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Three main subjects. Keeping the covenants, go and using Islam as a rule, as a sharh, as hukm, ihtikam, yani ihtikam meaning if there's any discrepancies or disagreements, we use Islam to for rulings. And number three, to convey the message of al-Islam. More detail, we'll be talking about that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, about each section and what it talks about. We'll use that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. This is why I said it's tafsir bits, short, sweet, not too long, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum, zakum Allah khair, sisters and brothers. Those of you from Facebook and those from Instagram, we shall see you today, inshallah ta'ala, at 6 o'clock p.m. for our main session, the end of time, still talking about Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. Still talking about Jannah, part 6. So this will be today, inshallah ta'ala, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. UK time, inshallah, 12 a.m. Belgium time. Jazakum Allah khair, sisters and brothers, barakallahu fikum. That I will talk about tomorrow, which ayah for each section, we'll talk about that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. All right, Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.